keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, political year 2018, not too far away. Who's going to get onto the ballot? Well, we don't know yet. Primaries still to come. Primaries be held in 2018 to see who makes it to the ballot to run for U.S. Senate, for example. One of those contending for the Republican nomination, Bob Carr. Not to be confused with the Democrat that was in Congress from Michigan many, many years ago. But Bob Carr on this program a few weeks ago, returning now. Bob, welcome back to it.
Well, and listen to you all this morning is great. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate that. So for the folks that have not heard you before, give them a little bit of background about who you are and why you're running.
Well, I'm a person that's been in Michigan all my life. I actually lived in many foster homes, and Michigan was my parent, the state of Michigan. In my adult life, I've been doing historic preservation and community saving of old landmarks and so on. Probably 50 or 60 of them, and so that's what people know me about. I have a website as well as lecbobcarr.com. Go to it and you can read about it. You asked why I am running.
Yeah,
it's really three things. One is as we drive around Michigan, so many of the towns are really tired, and it's just a wrong philosophy, and they need a teacher in how to turn the downtowns around, because we can do it, and we can do it very quick. And so the Senate seat would give me the extra tools to be able to go into communities, talk with them, show them their opportunities, help them come up with a strategy that includes the people that live in the area and get the downtowns back up and running. People need space, but they don't need to go build double wide somewhere for their new office, you know.
Sure.
And we need to do it in a consistent way, and we can do that.
Revitalizing business districts in small towns is one of your main goals, then, making these small downtowns thrive again.
Yeah, so you just drive by Hartford and Lawrence, and you see that they're just all boarded up. And why can't people be anything but depressed?
Sure.
Because, that you have to drive by them every day, and your address is Lawrence, or your address is Hartford. And, it's all over Michigan. And people don't understand that space is space. I had to do that with Building 50. It was a state hospital up in Traverse City. They were going to tear it down. And finally, with a letter to the editor and then standing up when they were going to take the vote, I got the light to go on. You know, how much space do you want? Well, let's put our space back downtown. And we need to do it together, and you need to have a theme on your storefronts and so on. And that's what I'm hoping to do.
So let me ask you about tax reform, as you've seen it so far, put out by Republicans. Is that something you would support, something you think we need? What do you make of it?
Well, I have said for a long time, I had a city get after me here a couple months ago because they got $500,000 from the government to build a new building. And yet I had photographed three of their four corners of their main street empty. And so I'm advocating we can build from within. People need space. They know they have to pay rent. Let's get a theme in our town. Let's get in there and do that space, and let's pay a fair rent, and then you don't need all that government money.
You don't need the government money at all at that point, right?
Well, I think the government and some of us pay taxes and say, all right, you want to put in streetlights, let's put in boulevards, let's do those kind of things. You know, I was very instrumental in helping getting a boulevard in Petoskey, which turned Mitchell Street from an empty cannonball street to a street that people wanted to drive up because it's beautiful.
All right. Well, let me ask you about the current senators in Michigan. What do you think about Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters?
Well, I mean, they were elected. That's fair, isn't it? But I have been, and Deb Stabenow used my office at the airport in Traverse City when she was a congresswoman. I guess cell phones maybe weren't so in back then.
I'm not sure what that has to do with it. What about their job performance? I mean, what have they done as senators that you agree with, disagree with? What have they done, Deb Stabenow, Gary Peters?
Well, the reason I'm running is because, for the last year and a half, I've gotten emails, one yesterday from Debbie Stabenow. She's become the chairwoman of the Policy and Communications Committee for the Democrat Senate leadership. So her focus has changed. And for a year and a half, it's not that she's a leader of the Senate. There's no mention of Michigan. And yesterday I got one, and it was this. Enough is enough. The Trump administration should be fighting for jobs. What politician isn't fighting for jobs? Please. So where was it? Where is the Michigan focus? And so I have done my adult life, people know, all over the state of Michigan, projects for the state of Michigan. And I think it's time we have a Michigan United States Senator.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple, who focuses on Michigan. And they know that I will, and they know that I have, people know if they look into my projects, that I take on a project, they're usually really tough, and we end up being successful.
All right, what's it going to take?
Have the right moral compass.
What's it going to take for you to win? Obviously, it takes money to win these races. But what's it going to take as far as messaging go for Bob Carr, for you to come out on top?
Well, it takes a lot less money. People may not know, I won a primary for Congress with too many votes, really. The congressman couldn't leave. And I was outspent 20-1 in the largest district east of the Mississippi. So let's go there. I'm never going to spend as much money. But we can be smart. As you know, on Mackinac Island, there were signs everywhere up at the conference for the Republicans. I had one sign, but it was right on the corner where you make the turn to go up the hill. And you couldn't miss us, right? One sign trumped 100 signs. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you have to be smart. And it's the message. I hope people go to my website or Facebook. I do a post every day or two. There's always a story in that post. And I make a point. I do a little teaching. And it's catching fire. Because it's not saying she's a career politician or I'm going to go to Washington and lay down the law or those kind of things.
Right.
But these little bullet points are that these other candidates, that's the third thing that got me into the race. I was reading what the other candidates were, the reason they were running. And, you know, what about Michigan? It's the Michigan United States Senator, folks. And so that's really what happened to me.
All right, Bob Carr, I have to leave it there. I have to leave it there, Bob.
Do not ask about the money.
All right.
Ask about the goal. It is fair to ask about the money.
Fair enough. I got to leave it there. Bob Carr. I got to leave it there. ElectBobCarr.com if you want to know more. ElectBobCarr.com if you want to know more about Bob Carr and his effort to put Michigan first and put your Main Street first. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.